We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Melissa Kalross. Rebecca Corral is away today, and here's what's happening. Police have made arrests in connection with the deaths of two young boys in Union City last year. KCBS reporter Carrie Hudasek has the latest.
Almost 3 months after two boys were shot and killed in an elementary school parking lot, authorities have now charged two people for the crime, alleging it was part of an ongoing gang rivalry. 18-year-old Jason Corneo from Castro Valley and a 17-year-old boy from Hayward each have been charged with the November 2019 murders of 14-year-old Sean Withington and 11-year-old Kevin Hernandez. Kevin Dunleavy is with the Alameda County District Attorney's Office.
All murders are tragic, but when children are gunned down in this particular senseless way, it is particularly shocking to the community.
Police also collected drugs, weapons, and $10,000 in cash from six locations last week. We don't know a motive or the names of the street gangs involved. Authorities do say there could be more arrests. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says his heart goes out to the families.
While it may not extinguish that anguish, that disbelief, that apprehension, maybe what it does is bring a sense of direction and purpose that we have to find some conclusion, some resolution to these types of senseless acts of violence.
Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
Two people are dead and their bodies were found in the driveway of a hillside home in Marin County. KCBS reporter Margie Schaefer has the details.
The call to this ranch-style home with sweeping views at 71 Oaknell Drive East in Sleepy Hollow came at 8 in the morning.
And upon arrival by the fire personnel and also deputies, we located a male and a female deceased.
That is Sergeant Brenton Schneider with the Marin County Sheriff's Department. The body of one person was found inside a car, another body outside. Hazmat crews are on scene.
Due to some information that we have from the actual scene, we've requested their assistance. I can't really expand on what that is.
A dog believed unharmed is in the car with one of the bodies. The animal will be retrieved once the hazmat situation is cleared. There is no danger to the community. In Sleepy Hollow in Marin County, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
San Francisco Mayor Lyndon Breed says she dated former Public Works Director Muhammad Nuru 20 years ago before she entered public service. KCBS's Bob Butler joins us to report. The mayor says it was important for her to publicly address the rumors about their relationship herself. Bob.
Yeah, Melissa, when Mayor Breed learned that Nuru was being arrested on corruption charges, she admits to being shocked and saddened. Then rumors of their relationship started.
It's quite frustrating to have people constantly ask me about who I'm dating or who I dated or did I date somebody. And how that relates to my job is sometimes frustrating.
Reed says she and Nuru dated for maybe a year, maybe back in the 90s, and have been close friends ever since.
In no way, to be clear, have I been asked to do anything improper by Muhammad, nor have I ever asked him to do anything improper. And the fact is, you know, in every instance, this job comes first.
She has ordered every city employee to fully cooperate with the investigation, and that starts with her. She says she has not been talked to the FBI yet, but is willing to do so if they want to talk to her. Let's go, Bob Butler, KCBS.
Thank you very much, Bob. A former San Francisco deputy city attorney was fired after investigating questionable city payments. Now a state appeals court has upheld the decision to award her $5 million in damages and fees. The San Francisco Chronicle reports that Joanne Hopper was removed by City Attorney Dennis Herrera in August 2012 after showing him her investigation. She then was transferred to a position at the District Attorney's Office and removed from that job in 2014. Hopper's report showed that city payments to some sewer companies went from $142,000 a year to $4 million in a decade. She also found that two staffers were wrongfully approving those payments.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.